It is Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM. It is the Community Connection with me, Pat Jobson, until the top of the hour. It's a pleasure to have your company. Now, we're going to talk mentoring. We're going to talk helping the young generation in Somerset to find their feet. Now, when you're a young person, sometimes you do just need a little bit of guidance and a little bit of, shall we say, advice from somebody who's slightly older. But that can be even more difficult to find when you're from a vulnerable, disaffected, or disadvantaged background. So what do you do then? Well, it's a pleasure to welcome onto the show Crystal Charles from Promise Works, who's going to tell us all about what Promise Works do and how they're helping young people across the county. It's lovely to have you, Crystal. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Now, let's start at the beginning. What does Promise Works do and what is a mentor?
So what Promise Works is we are a Somerset charity, and what we do is we train volunteers to become mentors for children, young people from vulnerable and disadvantaged backgrounds. So that's what we're doing in a nutshell. So our charity is all about positive relationships and that long-term relationships. Our ethos is based upon attachment theory. And so the attachment theory in a nutshell is sort of saying that anybody can come overcome adversity if they have a really positive relationship in their life. So mentors got lots of different connotations to it. In this instance for Promise Works, what a mentor is just somebody there for a young person. And what a mentor does, every mentoring relationship is extremely different. So a mentoring relationship is 2 years commitment, it is. And what a mentor does is they take a young person out either once a week or once every 2 weeks. And they could do all sorts of things. So they could take them out for a walk and a coffee, or take them, things like, the Fairlux and sunflowers. So, a few mentors have done that. Do a bit of geocaching. I don't know if you've had a geocaching. So it's all about having fun and shared experiences.
It is fairly recognised that Somerset does have fairly big pockets of deprivation, whether that's from it being a rural community or it being a seaside town or there being low income. In this part of the world, how many young people are affected by being disattached and how many young people live a difficult life in that respect?
You know, it's a really good question, and I personally feel like I can't put a measure on it, but we certainly, you're right, sort of that rural poverty is a massive sense of isolation in Somerset. And like I said, it's a big county, there's lots of difficulties with transport and feelings of isolation, living in sort of remote villages with young people not having a massive amount to do. There is definitely that sort of different type. As you say, with Somerset, there's pockets of poverty in different sort of built up urban areas where there's sort of like more intenser, poverty. So I couldn't really give a number of it but what I would say is that we have got young people all across the county that we mentor that are in rural areas, that are in, bigger towns like Yeovil and Taunton, and even Wells. It's quite a big sort of spectrum, but you're right, there is a lot of vulnerability and a lot of disadvantage for a lot of young people we work with, and especially the pandemic, like for everyone, it's really intensified a lot of difficulties for some of these young people that are faced, especially if they're having difficulties at home with relationships at home. It has been really challenging, and obviously a lot of anxiety has been really heightened. And what we have found throughout the pandemic is our referrals have gone through the roof. We have so many referrals for young people that just need a bit of help and support.
When it comes to the mentors themselves, you said that they come from a wide range of backgrounds and they are very different people. What do you look for in somebody who wants to take up mentoring? Is there a criteria they have to meet, or do you just look for people who have got that varied life experience who hopefully will be able to pass that on to the young person that they're working with?
How our sort of recruitment process works is that it's sort of ongoing, actually. So what generally happens is once I get the application from, I sort of go out in the Taunton area and Taunton, Wellington, sort of surrounding areas. I go out and have a chat with them. So it's very casual. I get a really good understanding, really. So in fact, it's a casual chat. I get a really good understanding of what they're like. But yeah, you're right. I think you know, is we look at this person and sort of see what they're like. You know, for example, are they compassionate? Are they kind? Are they able to give up that time? Do they understand the commitment? And, you know, and obviously we look at that person and, you know, if there's any safeguarding concerns, we won't be able to take the sort of application forward and things like that. So we obviously take it very seriously. So you don't necessarily need to have young people experience. You've just got to have experience with people, you know, and we all have that. You know, but at each mental application recovery, we take it sort of in an individual basis. And then after that, they're sort of accepting on our training. So our training's 4 days. And during that 4 days, our training's quite comprehensive. And we get a really good understanding of what, and get to know that sort of the applicant, you know, the applicant mentor. So we get to really know them there. So it's kind of part of our recruitment process. And then after that, we do another sort of, we call it like a full member interview, where again we talk to them again. So for example, some people all come with their different life experiences, like you sort of say. So some people might come to us and say, do you know what, I would rather have an older young person or whatever. They can sort of stipulate what they would like, you know, what sort of young person they would like. And sometimes it might be some areas that they might not feel comfortable with. For example, if they say to us, do you know what, I feel really uncomfortable with a young person who takes drugs, for example. So we wouldn't match them with that, or we would know that. So we really get to know them. So that's why I say we look at people on an individual basis.
If there is a young person listening now, or if there is somebody that knows a young person who may benefit from this, how do they get into Promise Works? How do they get referred? Is there a process? Do you take applications from both the young people and other people? So how does that work?
So, yeah, I mean, we do get some, not very occasionally, we do get referrals from young people themselves. So sometimes we get it from their parents. So it's all on our website. So the best thing is to sort of contact us direct, and whatever case holder for your area. So obviously I'm the one for Taunton area, so I'd be the person to talk to, and then we send out like an electronic form, and they fill it in. After that, so the matching process, really, it depends on the young person and what they sort of would like. You know, so sometimes in young person might be really into sports, so we try and match them up with somebody who, a mentor that we've just trained, who's really into sports. So we do really closely match. I mean, we need to really make sure that match works.
So you've just mentioned the website. If people are interested in getting in touch and finding out a little bit more, where can they go to find out that information?
So yeah, on our website. So it's www.promiseworks.org.uk. And on there, there's all sorts of things. So if you want to become a mentor, there's an application form in there. So we've got our application form and we've got our medical form as well. Just fill those out. And then, like I said, I will come along and sort of meet you once you've filled that in. Also, we've got some really great blogs in there as well for mentors. So if you want to get more inside a mentor's head, read some of our blogs. I mean, our mentors are fantastic at writing about what a mentor is and what their expectations were of them. You know how that is. There's lots of information on our website, you know, about loads of different information about case studies that sort of go into in a bit more in depth about how having mentors made a difference to a lot of these young people we work with.
Crystal, it's been absolutely fantastic to have you on the show. We wish you all the very best. We will put the details up of the website on our social media channels and also on our listen again element on the website too. But until we talk to you next time, Crystal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you ever so much, Patch. You've been brilliant. Thank you very much.
Not a problem at all. It is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It is the Community Connection with me, Patch Jobson, until the top of the hour. And I'll be back just after this.